Hello again, everyone. John Porteous of the Lovells Township Historical Society here, and you're listening to the Backcast Podcast. Welcome back. The fun show for you today. We're getting ready to go into our little summer hiatus, where some of our board, myself included, will be enjoying a bit of summer holiday. And we'll be back with new episodes early in August. In the interim, a couple of activities to bring to your attention. We have on the 22nd of July, Mark Hendricks, who is the lead casting instructor at Gates Lodge, will be putting on a casting clinic at the museum. That's Saturday, the 22nd of July, from noon until 3. Mark will be joined by members of the Mason Griffith Trout Unlimited chapter, who will be on hand to answer your questions. You don't necessarily need to be in the casting clinic. In fact, this will be running concurrent to the casting clinic. If you're interested in participating in the clinic, send us an email, lthsmuseums@gmail.com. This is a reservation event, and I think we have 7 or 8 slots still open. So enter early and often. We also, on the 29th, George Charney will be leading a youth project activity, building bird feeders, in keeping with our local bird life theme in the schoolhouse this year. This is also a reservation event, so targeted at kids. We want the kids accompanied by an adult. And again, this is also a registration event. In this one, we have 6 slots open. Again, reserve your spot, lthsmuseums@gmail.com. So a couple of neat things to tide us over until the next podcast is out. I think you'll find both of these activities to be very enjoyable and informative. So on to the podcast. This week, we're speaking with Brett Baer. Brett is a Michigan native and has since traveled the world doing a variety of work in construction development, staging high-end properties for maximum value. And Brett's the new owner of the North Branch Adding Club. So let's find out what Brett has in store, and we'll get right to it. Hey, Richard, go ahead and introduce our listeners to Brett.
Yeah, good morning. We're back to the North Branch Outing Club this morning. We have Brett Baer with it. He's the new owner. He picked up ownership last year. He's a property developer from the East Coast, West Coast, and really all over the world. And we're happy to have him here to discuss his plans for the lodge and other stuff this morning. Brett,
good morning. Awesome. Welcome. How are you?
I'm great.
Welcome to the neighborhood, as it were.
Thank you.
Great to have you. As we get started, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, how what your background is, where kind of some of your passion points are.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, my name is Brett Baer. I am a Michigan native. I grew up in Holland. Went to school down south from here. I'm now between Los Angeles and Austin. I have a business that operates in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Miami, New York. Doing staging, design work, putting homes together for sale.
Okay, so there's real estate.
Real estate, yeah.
Okay.
And I also do a lot of development, small single family resident projects.
Okay.
And as Richard mentioned, a couple of years ago, I became aware of this place and started flirting with the idea of it and, and finally took the plunge.
Nice. Well, you mentioned staging. So is that staging residences or commercial properties or
primarily,
a little everything?
Primarily or? Residences, and most of it luxury and ultra luxury.
Okay.
So big stuff.
Super high end stuff then.
Yeah, stuff between 40 and, you know, well, we've done stuff that sold hundreds of millions of dollars.
That's fantastic.
And, yeah, it's, it's, you know, it's
Well, I mean, that's not something that everybody falls into.
No, it's not. It's not. It's a little bit of an oddity, and it's a market that's really kind of evolved in the last...
Was that something you studied for when you were in school?
No, it's something I kind of fell into.
Right on.
Started working with other people and then launched my own business about 7 years ago.
Awesome.
Called Vesta Home, so...
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, for our high-end listeners, Brett's out there for you.
But that pays the bills, and, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, now, I think, you know, before we got started, you'd mentioned you're doing a little house flipping as well. Is that still a thing? Is that...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And most of mine, I hate the word flip.
Flip's kind of a weird connotation.
Is.
Yeah.
And I don't do the kind of the lipstick level of it, where you're just putting in new appliances and carpet and paint and mm-hmm. putting them back on. I really, I love old houses. I love reimagining them into homes that work for, you know, people
for today.
In this day and age. Yeah, yeah. I love infill, you know, because I think the whole sprawl movement is devastating the communities and the environment. So, primarily work in the core of cities and take houses and reimagine them. Got a really creative architect and done some really kind of interesting reinterpretations of bungalows and old homes and
kind of Sears Craftsman sort of.
Yeah, exactly. A nod to what they were and what the community is, but something that speaks to the way people want to live today.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
I like that stuff. That's a neat period too.
It really is. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, it's funny, as Richard said, you know, we're sitting here in the North Branch Outing Club, the old Douglas Hotel, as it were.
Yeah.
So history dripping all around us. Talk to us a little bit about that and how that dovetails into these passion points for you and now in an ownership adventure.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole new enterprise.
Right.
Adventure being the operative.
Well,
you know,
exactly.
That's what keeps it fun.
That's what keeps it fun. You know, so I got some good friends in Traverse City. We come up and fish. A good friend of mine's a guide here, Dave McCool, brought us into,
Dave's been on the show before.
Dave's been on the show before.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the golden bonefish, I think, was our first trip fishing for in Lake Michigan. Did some kind of crazy stuff, and he mentioned this place. He said, "You got to come up. This place is nothing like you've ever stepped foot in before. 100 years old, has this incredibly fabled history. The Dodge brothers, Hemingway."
Edison, Ford, yeah.
Edison, you name it.
All the industrialists.
They were, in that period.
Labor leader.
Yeah, Lewis. John Lewis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so.
Pete Munch's granddad.
And a bunch of bevies and scores and hundreds of regular folks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right, that's right.
Exactly.
And then
that's the cool part about it.
People. But yeah, the all the industrialists from Detroit in the industrial era. And, so we came up here and started fishing it and really loved it, you know, the old long boats fishing.
Oh, sure.
Doing the drifts and amazing experiences, both on the water and then when you come back in the lodge. And then, you know, a few years into the period when I started coming up here, I was talking to him and he said, "Oh, it's really terrible, ownership. Current ownership, which is just completely reimagined and built the business, is, you know, older and ready to turn it over." And
sure.
It sounds like it's going to become a private members club. And I said, "That's awful. It's terrible. Should never happen. It's really unique for people to come from, you know, really all walks of life and all over the country, primarily the Midwest, but
mm-hmm.
you know, people come in from all over. It's a little disheartening, you know, to lose something like this." And I asked him, you know, what it cost to, you know, take it away from the private members, and it wasn't that much money. I said, "Why don't you just buy it?" It was out of his means. We talked about sort of crowdsourcing it, and
mm-hmm.
Sort of in the interest of time and just the time period had to happen and some other factors, I just decided to buy it and kind of move it on to a different path, which is really maintaining its path and then hopefully, you know, bringing it up and improving it.
Sure.
So I started working with Dave and John Nagel and some other people to kind of reinterpret what it was and modernize the logo, and which has been a little controversial, but fun nonetheless. Roll eyes.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's just, you know, that's part of it. You know, here you are, you know, you were talking earlier about, you know, really previous century type housing, and here you are in really an amazing facility, but equally amazing in that it's way original. There's got to be some hurdles in that, and as a new owner and taking in and kind of putting your arms around everything and coming to understand, is this categorized as, is there a certain set of criteria, I guess, that you have to adhere to in that this is such a historic building?
Well, yeah, that's really important. There are a lot of challenges to it. You know, there's single pane windows, there's, you know, some foundational issues. Kevin Gillespie, who runs a company in Traverse City called Greenlight Marketing, has really helped sort of position it, I think, kind of put it best, gave me some advice and put it best in a way that's really, really helped me. He said, you know, you don't own the lodge. You're a steward, you're a caretaker, but you don't own it. It's just too long lived to put your name on it. And the reason I found that helpful is that this is not a quick fix. Everything that's happening up here is going to take place in over decades, not over years. So
yeah.
It functions, it's great. You know, it's sort of like the Grand Hotel. There's not a straight wall in the place. And we've got you know, some really great craftsmen starting to work on elements of it and upgrade it, and which I love that sort of restorative process, like we talked about a little earlier. So I'm taking a long approach to it. You know, we've got projects we'll do this season. We got projects we'll do next year, and I'm sure in 20 years we'll still be fixing parts of it. So
one thing you can be assured of that, and with, you know, regardless of age or history or anything, any homeowner will,
There's always a project, yeah.
It's the joys of homeownership,
Exactly, but, you know, bite size is the right size, and I'm just going to kind of...
But that's really it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is, you know, the elephant will be consumed, but we'll do it in tiny bites.
That's right.
At our own pace.
Exactly. Cool. And that, because most of the stuff I do is very fast-paced. If we're staging a house, there's a deadline when it needs to
that's completely opposite ends of the spectrum with your day in day out stuff.
Completely antithetical to everything else I do in my business. So
yeah.
I really loved this idea that you
know, good contrast for you then.
That's right.
Get your little life balance in. Exactly. Well, cool. Well, when you come up, what, you know, do you have a favorite hatch? Are you trying to, knowing that you're here, there, and everywhere, and you know, globetrotting as it were. Do you try to make it back here for certain hatches or certain times, or just circumstances to dictate things?
It's all just circumstantial. Yeah, I you know, what I've recognized is obviously the Ensemble has just incredible lure, but you know, they're inland lakes. There's different stretches.
Oh sure.
So I've been focused a little bit more on the geography and trying to get, you know, you can get in your truck and get into a lake that no one's touched in, you know, who knows how long.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all these little bodies of water and beaver dams, and it's just endless. You get up here. I was driving around with John Nagel yesterday, and it's just it almost is frightening how rural it is and how backset it is and how little else there is up here. And it really kind of opens up your mind to, you know, what this place was before, and really does something to you. So I've really been trying to branch out and get into different little sections of the area and kind of understand it as a whole.
Sure. Well, as you do that, and I guess, you know, some of the fundamentals are obviously you're taking care of right out of the gate, you know, code stuff and, you know, things of a normal logistical issue. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Those carry challenges in and of itself?
Or? You know, yeah, they do. But what I've been really fortunate about is the people that are here who were running it before I had ownership and are still here are infinitely more talented than I am. And know what they're doing in a great way. You know, you're sitting across the table from one of them. You know, Richard Perry's, you know, my favorite statement about the lodge was that he didn't care about me or any of the other people. He cared about the lodge. And I was like, thank God I got someone with that.
Yeah.
That approach. And
well, that's cool, though. It's a passion point for the community, too. I mean, I have no compunction about talking, you know, about this on the Historical Society podcast, because it is a large, giant portion of this community's history.
Yeah,
this lodge is, you know, hand in glove with Lovell. You
know. Oh, 100%.
In this area of Michigan, it's...
Yeah.
I really enjoy working here. I like the place. It goes back to Kevin's stewardship thing.
Yeah.
Because there'll be people, there'll be people in front of me, there'll be people in back of me, and you and everyone else. And, this is a unique property. It's swell.
Yeah, well, yeah. It is. And it's, you always, whenever I walk in, you always get, maybe an overused word, but vibe. There is a vibe here. And it's a very positive, warm, welcoming vibe. And that's fun. It's, you don't get that everywhere. And, you know, because the walls have seen a lot of history, there's, you know, a lot of history that resonates out from it. So I like that part. I'm with you. It's and you guys are the stewards of it. It's, you know, hopefully you take really good care of it and pass it forward to the next group that takes even, you know, and that evolution continues to take place. So
yeah very much.
That's neat. That's
very
neat.
Much.
Well, tell us
how
sorry.
But it's bigger than me, and I lean on the people who care about it, and
Well, it's like anything else that, you know, was, you know, Rockefeller. You don't have to know everything or everyone. Just surround yourself with people that do.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn them loose.
I'm like the Rockefeller of Lovell's. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe more truth in that than you think.
Well, tell us about Opener. How was this year's Opener?
Opener was fantastic. You know, Judy Fuller, the previous owner, had started a tradition of a prime rib dinner, so we brought that back.
Oh, cool.
Which is great. It's full house. Michael Crichton from Troll for Chow came and played. Ed Deppis.
Ed DePaul.
Ed DePaul. Joe Rose, couple other local musicians came and played.
Was this inside or out by the fire pit?
That was
or?
Inside, yeah. It started getting a little rainy last night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we did have a little drizzle after dinner.
So we kept it inside. But yeah, some really great kind of singer-songwriter music and, you know,
fun.
Couple drinks and
Michael's been coming up for many years, actually, and helping out with this thing and his Troll for Trout band. And you know, he's got a recording studio, Mackinac Harvest Recording in Traverse City.
Oh, okay. In
Grand Rapids, rather, I'm sorry.
Oh, in GR? Okay.
Yeah, and then, of course, Ed DePaul and Josh Rose came in as solo artists to help and assist him. It was,
that's pretty
very,
cool.
Very good evening.
So, and again, it's just in keeping with the theme in our discussion, you know, here we are, you know, it's not brand new, but it's just kind of, okay, let's roll it forward and bring it back. And, you know, add a little embellishment here or there to it. And,
that's right.
And push it forward. So
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, it's a pretty amazing evening. I got, half a day on the water and then...
Oh, there you go.
Out for dinner,
so you did get a proper opener in.
Yeah, I got a proper opening in myself.
Oh, good for you. So did you get anything?
Yeah, a couple browns.
Okay.
So a lot of action, though. The bugs were bouncing all over the surface. It was really good.
That's good.
A lot of hits. So.
That's good.
A little rusty from last year.
That's the other fun thing about, you know, this time of year is that it is Hendrickson time, and even in spite of what might be a little gloomy or wet weather, they don't care. They'll roll, and if the river's warm enough, the fish will gobble them, so it's all good now.
Yeah, they were feeding on the surface.
I like that.
It was a good time.
That's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Well, you've got some cool stuff happening this year as well. You know, and again, some of this is legacy and you know, repeat events, if you will, that, you know, people that have such a great time, they keep coming back and back and back. And, you know, Richard, I think you said that the Fly Girls are going to be here. I know that the Bamboo Bend guys are going to be here. That's, you know, we've talked about that program before, which is awesome.
Yeah, they'll be here. They're going to lodge here. And, of course, they have the workshop over at the Township Hall again this year.
That's
the Healing Waters Project. And Victor Edwards started the Bamboo Bend Project about 12 years ago. And, you know, Victor moved on, but the project is still with us and going strong. And
well, it's
doing
yeah,
good things.
It's a hell of a project, too. Yeah. Well, we like that.
There's a lot of work that goes on before and after that thing to make it happen. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, now, and plus, we've also got some stuff that kind of comes and goes. But another friend of ours, friend of the show, if you will, is Mark having his fiberglass event here?
Misha Glass. Gray Rock will be 22-24, you know, the bamboo rod gathering. It's got new leadership this year, and they moved it back to Lovells. So that'll be in Lovells at the Township Hall grounds on 22-24, and then here at the Lodge, the Misha Glass thing will be going on Sunday the 25th. So Mark, you know, we've got...
That is a mark your calendar type thing.
Yeah,
so
Mark McKellop is it. Yeah. It's his thing. But Mike McFarland is going to be in this year, and Rich Alexander will be back, and I think the 406 Flyline people are going to be here.
Tom and Alexis coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
They're going to try and make it this year. So
okay, well, there's another podcast. That.
Yeah.
good. Well, you've got some fun stuff going.
Yeah, I know. We've got some great legacy clients and folks coming in. Really excited about that, and keep that going and, you know, try to open up for new people, get the new generations in. But yeah, we've got some amazing people coming through this this season.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. You've got kind of, I think, a decent plan roughed out going forward, and you've, you know, keep it... not completely aspirational, but stair-step it for achievability, as it were. Is there a primary goal this summer for you? Is there, you know, anything that's outwardly big and tangible, or just a bunch of small and tangible wins? Or
yes, I would say small and tangible wins. Bite size is the right size. You know, we're stepping up kind of the food program. Improving some of the amenities, improving the beds, and you know, trying to do the blocking and tackling this season, keep people in, keep them happy,
mm-hmm.
you know, get them out on the water. The guide services, I think we've got just some extraordinary guides. So pushing their business out, getting them in front of clients, starting to showcase them, you know, both on social media and direct outreach to people, and just. It's a bit of a secret, you know. It there's never been a big marketing push around it, so just trying to make the surrounding areas.
Well, let's talk about your social for a moment, you know, because might as well pimp it, because
yeah.
You know, that's the whole goal. So where do people find you? How do they get in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. So on Instagram, we are the North Branch Outing Club, and that's where most of our stuff comes out. It also pushes out onto Facebook as well.
Okay.
So yeah.
So people need to find you on the Insta channel.
The Insta channel, we're
all
out
right.
there.
Get out there.
And we've still got the website. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Good.
We'll launch that.
And select openings through the summer. I mean, can listeners now that they're intrigued and
yeah,
going,
go,
yeah, I got
go
to I got to be at this historic place.
Yeah, that's right. Google us and go online and book a room. You can do it on the website, or you can call. Our phone number's on there. Monica
okay.
will answer. And
naturally, as people are guesting with you, they'll want to go across the street and up the block and visit the Historical Society on Saturday. So,
or by appointment.
Or by appointment, yeah. Hey, yeah, don't feel just because and we'll do a little plug of our own here too, just because it's Saturday, that's our only opportunity to entertain folks. We're the email address is out there, and set up an appointment. We'll be happy to open the museum and bring folks through.
Yeah, absolutely. No, the area's got just such a cool back history. It's really worth kind of digging around a little bit.
Well, and absorbing it. You know, we're coming into that prime time too, spring stuff with, you know, as we get into bird migration, and at the museum this year we've got local wildflowers and local bird life. So this is a great opportunity for your guests to, you know, get involved in the other aspects besides trout in the area.
That's a great one.
The schoolhouse program, and of course the women in fly fishing is in the trout museum.
Mm-hmm. There's a massive celebration of women in fly fishing this year at the trout fishing museum, so good stuff all the way around.
got some pretty, you know, they've contributed, and we've got some great exhibits this year.
Yeah, well, and it's
interesting stuff that we do.
it really is, we've had a lot of fun, and already quite a bit of interesting feedback. So good stuff all the way around.
Yeah.
Brett, before we bail, anything else you want to bring to folks' attention?
Well, you know, just that we're out here. Come check us out. Come in and have a cup of coffee and walk around if you're in the area, or make a point of getting yourself out here. And no, it's been great talking to you, and you know, hopefully we'll...
Well, right on. We'll look forward to your next visit, and as time evolves, maybe we'll have you back on the program, and you can update the listeners to other cool things that are occurring.
Love it. Let's do it.
Dude, awesome. Great. Richard, thank you, sir. Brett, thank you. Listeners, as always, thanks for listening. Until next time, mind your back, cast.
Well, that was fun. Brett's a great guy, and again, just what a great historical piece of property. So I hope you'll all swing through and check it out. Again, don't forget to sign up for the casting clinic on the 22nd, the bird feeder build on the 29th, and we'll start teasing this as well. On the 5th of August, the casting for recovery ladies will be in to continue the celebration of women in fly fishing. Various skill stations, general Q&A, and just a chance to meet a bunch of really neat ladies. So we'll hope you'll come out for any or all of those. And I think that just about puts a wrap on things until we come back in early August. So until then, enjoy. Stop by and see us at the museum. And as always, mind your back, cast.